This is Dan Osko of the Discovery Channel Cycling Team back here with the Tour de France for Stage 9 to Mulhouse, where we've got more climbs ahead of us. Well, obviously the Tour de France is still buzzing about yesterday's stage 8, and where Lance was basically left alone to climb that last Category 2 climb. And the newspapers here all over France have screaming headlines about Lance being abandoned and Lance being alone for the first time in his sixth Tour de France victory run. So it's major news. And at the hotel last night, dinner was pretty mellow. Guys were kind of looking at the results a lot. Lance spent a lot of time staring at those results and kind of going over the pages. And, you know, it wasn't a very depressed scene, but it also wasn't very lively. I think everybody knew that there was a mistake made yesterday, and an error, so to speak, and kind of the one bad day happened, and we're hoping that it doesn't happen again, and these guys want to correct it, obviously. And, you know, Lance went on to say that you can't have too many of those in a row or even throughout the tour if you want to win this race. So we're looking at it as one bad day, one off day, and today I think is going to be a pretty crucial day, just, again, to kind of show that the team is back, the team is here, the team is ready to race. And I'm sure all the rivals, just the same, are also saying to themselves, hey, we've developed a chink in the armor, and if we could isolate Lance alone like we did yesterday, we've got a chance here. Today's stage is pretty difficult. There's two major climbs, a Category 2 followed by a Category 1, but similar to yesterday, there's a downhill sprint to the finish here after the Category 1 climb, so a much harder day, and we think these are the climbs that really favor the team, favor Lance and his mates, Azevedo and Popovich and Rubiera and the others that have been there with him over the years. There is a breakaway earlier on today that includes Jens Voigt that's pulled away from the Discovery Channel-led peloton, and he is now virtual leader on the road. And this, again, is a break we've talked about numerous times already this tour, that if a runner like Jens Voigt gets away, it could actually be advantageous for us because it allows him to take the jersey if, in fact, he stays away, puts the onus on his team to defend the race and kind of takes the pressure off of us. And however, as we've all known throughout these years as well, this team races as if Lance is in yellow, even when he's not in yellow. But simply not having jersey on his back will definitely take some pressure off. So if Voigt's group sticks away and reaches the finish ahead of Lance by more than a minute, the jersey may move off of Lance's shoulders and onto someone else's. And again, that doesn't sound like that's part of the plan, but actually it is. We've learned that riding in the lead for this first week has been pretty strenuous on the team. So check back towards the end of the stage, and we'll see if, in fact, the team retains the jersey or perhaps it goes on someone else's shoulders. Should be another exciting finish. And for more exclusive information on the team, head to discovery.com.